Sanford Doughty, Raymond Hamilton, and Ellsworth Miller, Shebeg Island.
Libby Island Gully.
Well, I never fished there myself, but the stories you tell me.
Libby Island Gully.
Yeah, Libby Island. I think it's right on the eastern side there. Oh, it's 50, 60 fathom inch way up in there. John Beale, when he first rigged out the old Royal.
Yeah.
He went down there. He hadn't been dragging. Didn't have any sound machine. You couldn't tell, you know, the water.
Yeah.
And he made a tow there. And he had so many, he couldn't get them up. So he towed them all the way from Libby Island up into Jonesport Reach and grounded her out. And he pitched that thing full of fish. He couldn't even get them.
Yeah.
They pitched that Royal full, one tow. One tow.
Yeah.
And I know Ray Ricker told me he had 25,000, biggest kind of, I saw him taking them out one tow with godfish in there, 25,000.
Up there on that Libby Island
tow.
Yeah,
Libby Island.
Where's Libby Island?
It's west, well, it's just across, right off Machias.
Machias Bay.
Yeah, it's about 20 miles from Quaddy, let's see, the river one there. Yeah, about 20 miles from Quaddy Head.
So about what year do you think that was?
Well, I know the 1940 that John Beale, because she was brand new, the Royal was built that year. 1940 or 41. When Ray Ricker got them, that was after the war, that would be 1947 or 8 when I was talking to Ray. He loaded them, but one the biggest kind of crud. I mean, the crudfish he's taken out bigger than I ever caught.
All right. Well, my father mentioned that too. He was skipper for the old Surprise, one of House's boats out of Stonington, and he was fiddling through there. And he mentioned when I was a boy that. There was a big run of fish. I always wrote it off as a fairy tale, you know. It's one of those things like Penobscot Bay used to have a big run of codfish, but not in. It's nice to track that down.
Remember John Beale? You've probably heard of him.
Yep.
Yeah, because he's a carrier man, mostly he was.
Well, his son was Roger Beale.
Roger, he's still alive.
And I talked with him, and I got a whole bunch of stuff on that.
Ask him about that.
But I did. But the important thing is, the valuable part of this is that none of this stuff that I collect is any good unless two or more fishermen identify the same place. If one fella says, oh, I know this is a piece of bottom here, I'll take it and have to set it to one side. And when you talk with somebody else, and they say, well, we used to get them over here or close by. If it's really close, the same piece of bottom, you know, you can say that's a confirmed area where they had spawned fish. But you have to have more. And I only had one really good, I had the whole town told me about it, but nobody had direct communication or direct link other than Roger. So this is good, and this thing is acting up again. I've had some trouble with that.
Did anybody say pig ruined it all?
Huh?
Did anybody say pig been ruined all?
Oh no.
Comfortable,
I'm all right.
We have plenty of chairs.
Well, the most important part of this is try to get it down on a chart where these areas. This is going to pooch a chart, but that.
I think on a 300 chart, I got that somewhere. It would take us all day to find out which it was.
Yeah.
This is 804 Quaddy Road. And
there's a 40 roads up there.
Well, it's 804 probably. the old numbers.
I don't know.
But these new numbers I can't get straightened out, can you?
Oh no, I still have trouble with it.
This one, on the 300 chart, Ted.
Yeah.
It shows a point, and I think this was, I don't think, I think this is where it is, right in this here. I think that's what we used to.